Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over the Sunday and Monday night game, our waiver wire picks for the week, and a preview for Thursday's game. To get started, Sunday night's game, Texans-Chiefs. I mean, Texans killed them. Mahomes, I mean, he played not good at all. 14 for 33, 160 and 3 interceptions. I wasn't expecting much out of the Chiefs, but I mean, this is worse than I was thinking, honestly. Just Houston played a great game. Stroud was able, I mean, he got the job done. 15 for 31, 203 and a touchdown. I mean, Woody Marks, nobody really played great. Nico Collins had a great game, 4 for 121. I mean, just a great defensive game for Houston. I mean, they just killed it, to say the least. Which we expected them to have a great game. Just, yeah. Houston did better than I expected, honestly. That was a decent surprise for me. And then last night's game, Philly Chargers. Jalen Hurts looks terrible. They had no business being in that game at all. Yeah. I mean, neither offense had a great performance. Justin Herbert, he didn't do terrible. I know that he's injured. 12 for 26, 139, a touchdown and an interception. Hampton is back now. He had a pretty good game, 13-56, and then two catches, 11 yards, and a touchdown. So Hampton had a good game back. Hopefully he has more rushes going into next week. A.J. Brown had a good game, 6 for 100. Dallas Goedert, 8 for 78. I mean, them two played decent. Just, yeah, that was a rough game for both offenses. Waiver wire picks. Harold Fannin is 40% with Shadur starting. I think it just makes his value better. Looks like him and Shadur have a pretty good connection. He's only at 40%. So I feel like if you really need a tight end or have a tight end that's really not consistent, I guess I would grab Fannin. Luther Burden is somebody to watch. He's at 17%. If Roma Dunze's out, I think he should be a grab. Jayna Reed is officially back. He didn't exactly light it up, but I mean, he should continue up with his target share. He's only 40%. We were talking about Dobbs. We think at this point he is droppable. Last week he had two targets. Of course, he's not going to always end up with zero catches, but he just doesn't have the upside that you'd want from your receiver. And then we also have Blake Corum with his increased. So last 2 weeks, he's done pretty good. Last week, he ended up having a raised share. I think if he, I mean, it looks like him and Kyren have a decent split, maybe like 60-40. I think it's going to be like he can be like a Monty roll out. Or David Montgomery role in L.A. So I think he's definitely somebody you can grab and stash. Also like Theo Johnson, who's at 42%. I mean, Theo has been one of Jackson Dart's favorite targets. I know the week before he had a rough week, but I mean, he had 8 targets. And I think, I mean, that's still a pretty good target share. So I mean, if you have him, hold him. If he's available, I think he could be a good grab if you need a tight end. And Then I have two quarterbacks here. Shedeur Sanders. I think if you need a quarterback depth, or if you're in a 2QB league and he's still available, I think he could be a really good grab. He's shown that he has really good potential last week. He went off for almost 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. You're going to have interceptions. Rookie mistakes happen. It just happens. But he's shown that he can get it done. It's a shame he didn't win, but he has shown that he can play pretty good football. And then the last one I have is Philip Rivers. With him doing a workout at the Colts, I think he's somebody to look into if you need a quarterback. If he takes that starting job, I wouldn't see why he wouldn't be playable in that offense. Sunday or Thursday's game this week is Falcons and Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers have to win this one. Well, they do have to win this one, but I think they will. I really like Bucky Irving this week. I like Bijan. I'm not sure if Drake London's back this week. I don't think that's confirmed yet. Yeah, he didn't practice yesterday, but we'll see if he practices today. If he does start, of course, he has to be somebody that you put in. Kyle Pitts, also like Kyle Pitts for the week. I think he'll be pretty good. He is going against, Buccaneers have a decent defense. But I think he's been one of Kirk Cousins' favorite targets, so I wouldn't see why that wouldn't continue. Mike Egbuka, he might be a good play. I think he is a play that you should make. That's what I think. Nobody else really comes to my mind. Maybe Tez Johnson, but a lot of that really depends how Chris Godwin's been doing or if he plays. Chris Godwin has had a decent target share, but I don't know. It just really depends on how bad you need somebody to play. I don't think there's any more bye weeks for the rest of the season, but thank you guys for tuning in. Good luck in the playoffs this week to everybody that's made it. Hopefully you guys win your championships. If you listen on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe. And leave a comment what you guys think. Thank you.